Welcome to The Dildorks, dorky discourse on sex, dating, and masturbating. My name is Kate Sloan. I'm a sex blogger, a sex journalist, and I think the weirdest thing I've ever masturbated with was a stereo remote control or a shampoo bottle. I'm not sure. Which of those things is weirder? Who are you, friend?
I'm Bex. I'm a sex educator and a sex blogger. Probably the weirdest thing I've ever jerked off with is a pair of my partner's boots.
Ooh.
Almost a sonic screwdriver once because he told me I could only get off with stuff in my room that wasn't sex toys.
Mm.
Which is a cool trick.
Oh, DS challenge. Wow.
Now
I'm looking around my room. I'm like, there's like sharp bottle caps. There's a pair of sunglasses. There's a container of iron supplements. I'm like, God, whew. Okay. We're not just telling you about this for no reason, folks. We have a special guest today, fellow sex blogger and pal, friend of the show, Mix Nillen. Hey, Nillen, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. I am a sex blogger and activist, and I run a blog at mixnillen.com. And primarily all my content is geared towards queer and trans readers and focuses on polyamorous topics, as well as I write a lot about furries, which I kind of fell into, which is very interesting, specifically femboy furries. If you Google search femboy furries, I will pop up, which is kind of a great thing. It's a great feeling.
Your SEO is amazing.
Right? It's outstanding. Lately, I guess within the last year or so, I've been sticking my girl cock into weird stuff.
Yeah, that is what we wanted to talk to you about today, primarily. Like, you're doing so many interesting things. I love your blog because I feel like you write about things that, like, I never see anybody else write about. And you write about them in, like, really smart, thoughtful ways. I've learned so much from reading your blog. But yes, I want to talk to you about sticking your girl cock into things, because this is like...
That's what I'm here for. That's my love.
Okay,
We're here for the girl cock.
Yes.
That's what the listeners want.
More girl cock all the time. Yes. So your series, Mix Nillen Fucks, celebrated its 1 year anniversary recently.
Yeah, so, just at the beginning of March, though.
Congratulations. That's
amazing.
Thank you.
Yep. I can't believe it lasted a year.
Year of fucking weird things.
I love it so much. Time you have a new post out, I'm just like, yes!
What are you doing now?
So tell us what the series is and, like, how you got the idea for it.
I mean, like, it's legit. I've tried to write fancy descriptions of this, and I've tried to write thoughtful descriptions of this, but it really is just me masturbating with various objects and writing about that experience, basically just to see what it feels like and whether it can be done. I'm not about somebody in the comments of one of the posts were even saying, like, I was expecting you to describe how you made fucking a pool noodle work. I'm like, no, I don't got time for that. It's going to be awful regardless. So I'm just going to do it. And we're all going to laugh about it. We're going to know. There we go. Perfect. But it's interesting because the whole idea of it actually came together because after I came out as queer and trans a few years ago, I was completely, completely redefining my body. And I'd never, ever, ever thought about my body as pleasurable before. Being raised under, cishet boy standards, it was always about the race to the orgasm, the race to the cum shot, to ejaculating. It wasn't really about the journey there. It was about busting the nut. So to change that perspective and to actually go back and try again from square one to be like, okay, well, let's take another approach at my body and think about it pleasurably. My mind kept going back to when I was a horny, desperate teen trying to figure out, like, ways to feel good. And, like, I mean, I was the type of kid sitting in class, in math class, with a textbook open, and everyone's doing their math problems, and I'm looking at my textbook intently, not reading it. I'm thinking, man, I wonder what it would feel like if I just, like, closed that on my dick. And, like, did that. Like, what would that, be good? Could I fuck math? Is math possible? So here comes Mix Nillen Fucks, and I mean, the big thing, it had to start with apple pie, because, you know, American pie.
Naturally.
I had to know. Uh-huh. It was horrifying, because apple pie does not cold heat evenly.
Oh.
So you think you're safe, but you're not. It's dangerous. It's a trap, you know. But yeah, I mean, really, it came down to that whole idea there. Like, when I was a kid, you know, like fucking couch like cushions and mm-hmm. fucking. Your, I had a stuffed animal that was a tiger, and I, you know, at 12 discovered that you could cut a hole in it, stick your dick in it, and I ruined that thing. It is. So bad. Looking back on it years later, I'm like, I destroyed it. It was awful.
That's giving me so much nostalgia because I used to make my teddy bear go down on me, which is like, I think that probably the nose of the teddy bear is not like the most optimally stimulating part of the bear, but they're like psychologically, I needed to picture that like someone was going down on me. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the nose being cool, like. Something to grind against because it's probably the firmest part of the bear.
Mm-hmm. Now that I've had sex with an actual vibrating teddy bear that is designed for that purpose, I think my original one was actually better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I mean, and it's just interesting when I like think back on everything, you know, and like how many times that without the education and I mean, we didn't have sex toys growing up, like as kids, nobody. Talks to you about safe masturbation or safe insertion or safe anything, safe self-pleasure. And so, you know, that's where it comes into sticking the screwdriver handle in or using the toothbrush or a G.I. Joe or whatever, you know, a jar of peanut butter, which is outstanding, by the way. and I think it's a bit of a shame, you know, that we don't have those accesses and those that information at that age because... looking back on it, like, I put a lot of really unsafe stuff in my body, and mm-hmm. I tried fucking a lot of unsafe stuff. So I'm trying to do it safer now, mm-hmm. But I kind of hope that maybe somewhere out there makes somebody think a little bit about, you know, maybe how they're raising their kids, too, that they're not just reading it and laughing about it. Maybe they think, hey, I should maybe talk to my kid about masturbation.
Keep the pool noodles away from them.
Pretty much. That's terrible.
Just go around the house checking for things.
This pool noodle's torn. What happened?
Like, the thing I love safety-wise about your series, though, is, like, I feel like so often, especially as, like, sex writers, we're often just like, oh, don't fuck a thing like an apple pie. Like, just don't do it. But, like, it's... I mean, I'm saying that as if it's a joke, but I'm serious. Like, we do say, like, don't use these things. Yeah. But, like, what we actually should be doing, I think, is being like, if you're gonna use one of these things, here's how to do it safely, if that's possible. So I love that you actually provide safety info on how to safely fuck an apple pie in your post.
No, and I'm glad that you picked up all that. I mean, because really the whole time I'm looking at it, too, and I had that inner, you know, question, like, should I even be doing this? And mm-hmm. of course I should, because it's hilarious. But also, I mean, if you're going to... somebody out there right now is just cooked a pie and they're sitting in their living room and they're looking over at it longingly and they're thinking about it. They are. They're doing it right now. And you know what? I hope you find my blog and you do it safely.
I love it so much. I feel like this is like when I got into sex writing, what I wanted to do was to write about sex in a way that like I hadn't seen it written about, that was like goofy and weird and that explored subject matter that I just hadn't seen written about. And I feel like you do that so well, and that's why I like your blog so much. Like, it's just it's you're off the beaten path, so to speak.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be on the beaten path at all. I mean, like, because I'd read a lot of other you know, bloggers, like most of you, and I didn't want to replicate anyone's content. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for a big thing for me is just like, you know, when I'm looking at everything and I'm thinking about the overwhelming pressure that we feel for stigmatization and gender policing and identity policing and sexuality and all these strict definitions of labels. And where, for me, with all that pressure, like sometimes you just have to laugh. And I feel like sex should, especially masturbation, because masturbation, even the whole concept of it, really, when you think about it, sitting in a room, like, whatever, and flopping around your girl cock, whatever it is, you know, like it's fun and it's funny. Masturbation is funny. And I try to write with that dose of humor.
I love that.
I think a lot of people really lean on being very like proper when they're talking about sex to try and get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really appreciate just coming at it being like, yeah, it is ridiculous.
Because it's grown-up playtime. Like, we say that all the time, and I think it's so true. Yeah. And I think approaching it that way frees you from so much pressure and opens you up to so many possibilities. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I spent so much time on top of it, like, you know, trying to appease my parents. And, like, my dad, you know, unfortunately does not support my coming out, as well as the blog as well, too. And I'm just so used to constantly being told, even within the queer community, which is kind of upsetting at times too, like, is what's the word for there? Respectability politics, you know, how to talk and how to behave and how you're supposed to say things. And I'm so tired and mad about it all that I'm taking that anger and I'm just, you know what, like, fuck it. I'm gonna write how I want, about what I want. I'm gonna fuck stuff unicorns. I'm gonna come on peanut butter sandwiches and eat it. I'm gonna tweet about my come spaghetti and whatever. It's gonna happen, okay? my girl caught and fuck myself with it. And ain't no one gonna do anything about it because it's my body. But.
Okay, yes, I wanna ask you later about fucking yourself with yourself because that's one of my most favorite entries in the series. But I'm curious, like, what are some of your favorite things that, like, were there anything in the series that you actually enjoyed fucking?
I mean, the obviously awful ones were, you know, the Jell-O, the pool noodle. The apple pie felt good for a couple seconds, and then it was burning and scary. Then it flaked and fell apart, and so I gave up on it and put it on the hardwood floor and smushed it and went and showered off. It was good times. but you know what? The teddy bear, that was pretty predictably, you know, great. I mean, that's a throwback to the younger days. Basically enough,
bringing it back.
That was a fuck. Oh, yeah. The peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, outstanding. Yeah.
Interesting. What do you think it was about the sandwich that made it work well for that?
I don't know. You know, I think the mix of, like, you know, peanut butter and the jelly working together. The only thing that was upsetting about it was, yeah, upsetting about it. Oh, I was sad. Was that the bread was too absorbent, and so you kept having to apply more jelly and more jelly and more jelly.
We all have that problem sometimes during sex, am I right? You just gotta keep putting more jelly on there.
Keep the jelly applied.
Re-lubricate as necessary. Oh, fuck, exactly. That's hilarious.
But you know what? And overall, it felt pretty great. So that I would say that other than the teddy, fuck a sandwich.
Okay, now I'm curious about, because there's a few, like, food items in the list, and it reminded me when I read them about my experience. I attended a cake sitting party last summer, which is, like, not really a kink of mine at all, but, like, I was invited. I was like, I'm not gonna not go to the cake sitting party. Like,
well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I like sat on the cake and it was really messy, and I don't think that I had, like, sexual feelings about it, but I could definitely, like, understand why someone would, because it was sort of, like, the taboo of it and, like, the squishy feelings and, like, the textures and stuff. Did you have any, like, splashing-esque, like, feelings when you were fucking food items?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, that did play into it. And I think you're right that, like, the tabooness of it is pretty interesting because, like, we're told don't play with your food.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it to the next level here. but, I mean... you know, these are things that they typically, and that's one of the things about Mitsalam Fox has been enjoying doing, is, like, taking these things that are typically never meant or designed for sexual purposes and finding, you know, ways to experience pleasure with them. And so, especially with the sandwiches, like, there was this weird sensation that it's hard to exactly put words to, but it felt comfortable. Cozy, like almost soothing, like
fucking comfort food.
I know this tastes good, and also it feels good. Thank you, peanut butter and jelly.
You know, solid peanut butter and jelly memories.
Exactly, right?
It's always been there for you.
Yeah, in multiple ways now.
Now I'm just thinking about all the different, like, comfort foods that you could fuck. Like, I'm like, would you
meatloaf,
fuck, like,
mashed potatoes,
mac and cheese,
mashed potatoes? Oh, mac and cheese, yes. Yeah. I was also thinking, I've actually heard numerous people talk about how outstanding just the banana peel is.
Oh.
Like, I guess, yeah. Like, all right.
Do you lube the inside, or do you just go in rough and raw?
I don't know. Knowing me, I'm going to try both. Because why not?
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, sans banana would probably be best. Put your own banana in.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. This is opening up so many possibilities.
Exactly, right?
Oh, I'm curious how you decide which ones you're actually going to try.
And it's interesting because it's a mix of A, what I've always been curious about, or B, literally walking through Walmart and going, oh, that would be so funny. Taylor the Race, likes to, look next on Facebook and stuff like that, and every now and then they'll see something and be like, oh my god, you have to fuck this now. So they're constantly taking me in posts all over Facebook for, like, various objects, maybe even things that are, like, in a crowdfunding page. I'm sure the crowdfunder is looking at it going, no, please don't. This is my baby. Too late. Once it hits the market, just saying. Thanks, Taylor.
That sounds like Taylor, yeah.
Oh, God, we love Taylor. Taylor has an impact play toy that's made out of a hockey puck, and it's the most Canadian shit I've ever seen. It's also one of the most intense impact toys I've ever been hit with. So, like, score one for Canada. Okay, I want to ask you about the pool noodle. I have a lot of feelings about the pool noodle. Every time I'm telling someone about your blog series, for some reason the pool noodle is always the one that I bring up as an example, because it's just, to me, it's so hilarious because it's like absurdist. It's like, it reminds me of the absurdist artist Marcel Duchamp said that, like, art is just like taking something and transforming it in some way, and that's what art is. And I feel like you have made a pool noodle into art by fucking it.
I now see my blog post in a different way, and it's beautiful. It is art, yeah.
So tell me everything about fucking a pool noodle. Like, what was it like to fuck a pool noodle? Please, I have to know. I mean, I've read the blog post, but our listeners have to know.
And it's funny too, because, like, I wanted to do something summer themed, and I don't know why. Like, I'm walking the dollar store in there. I'm like, hey, that's got a hole in it. Like, literally the reasoning that was behind that one. Plus, I'm like, ha, it kind of looks like a dick. I'm going to put my dick in a dick.
Docking, yeah.
Docking. Oh, that's so great. But, like, it was interesting because, like, so this is the hardest part. Is when you're standing in a store and you're trying to think about it, and I'm trying to, like, visualize my erection. Looking at this hole so intently, going, "What? Like, is it too small a hole? Is it too wide a hole?" And then there's that moment of you're looking around and you're like pulling your fingers out and you're like fingering this pool noodle, looking around intently. Please don't look at me. I need to know what the hell is this, I guess. So I decided to get the regular pool noodle and a pool noodle connector. I wanted to cover my bases. Got to be thorough here.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Literally, it was neither worked at all. The pool noodle itself split immediately, which was great for my self-esteem. If I fucking, like, girl cock hulked my way out of that pool noodle. Yeah! Woo! And the pool noodle connector was just so massively open that it looked ridiculous. Just put it on. It was just like, and it was big open space, and it was terrible. I could fit my balls, my dick, my pubic mound, everything in there. Not fuckable. 0 out of 10. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, other than, you know, I tried to use lube. I'm saying this like it's like to all of you out there who are gonna do it.
Yeah.
I think that's just good general advice for anything, though. Use lube. Like,
although I guess, you know, like apple pie, use lube.
But you could go for, like, the slick wit. Oh, doesn't Wicked have, like, a cinnamon lube
that
you could put
oh my god
on your apple pie fucking?
I don't want to fuck it. I'm just going to eat it.
There you go.
Maybe it's a salted caramel. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Well, now that I'm thinking about the lube, maybe if I had used that with the PB&J, less jelly. I don't know. Probably.
Can we start a blog series where we mix different flavored lubes together and then try to use them for sex, and it'll be called cocktails?
No.
No, we cannot.
I'm brilliant. Give me awards.
Let's do it.
No.
Okay, so what was the worst thing that you fucked in this series?
Oh, there were so many bad things.
Like, decisions, decisions.
I mean, like, the awful thing about the pool noodle was, like, it kind of hurt. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, like, it was the texture of it. It was just terrible. It was, like, I wouldn't say it was sandpaper, but, like, it wasn't pleasant. Mm-hmm. But interestingly, it might have been the Jell-O. I think the Jell-O might have been the worst.
Interesting.
It might have been the worst, yeah. Because, well, first of all, I didn't really think it through very well. So. And I had followed right up with the apple pie, so it was, like, extreme right there. You know, you had the really hot, like, yeah. Kind of worried, like, oh, my God, don't melt my girl cock, please. And then, like, holy crap, this is cold. And I didn't think about, like, penetrating it, so I didn't have the foresight to cut a hole in it. I just tried shoving my girl cock directly into it. And the tension there was ridiculous. It looked so funny, though. It was the funniest thing. And I used the clear glass. So, like, there's my partner and I, like, standing in the kitchen just laughing hysterically and forcing my girl cock into this lime green Jell-O. And it just immediately shrivels. It's like, dumb. The most unsexual thing I've ever experienced. It was not good.
I'm so glad it was green, because that's definitely the color I thought it was.
Oh, my God.
And you we all went, and like months later, we were finding little bits of yellow like in our kitchen. And at one point in time, like, I'm pretty sure I did my laundry really well, but like, I pulled on a pair of panties that I wasn't even wearing at the time. And there was like a bit of like Jell-O, and I'm like, oh my God, like, this is horrible.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Yellow gets everywhere. It's like glitter. Yellow is the glitter of food.
Yeah, oh my food. God. Okay,
it's a new marketing slogan.
I was gonna say, you say goodbye, I say Jell-O, but I don't.
Hello.
All right, is there anything that you've like thought about fucking for this series, but then you decided against it because it was like scary or dangerous or yeah?
Yeah, there's been a couple things. One of the things that I really shied away from is meats. Something about meats in general, like obviously when you're looking around on the internet, I found a clip of somebody like fucking a rotisserie chicken.
Ugh.
And like, he's like, oh yeah, it feels so good. I'm like, yeah, but it's a dead bird. Like, yeah. that's a carcass that you're.
It's hard to get around.
And I guess no matter how many times somebody's like, fuck a deli sandwich or, oh, like a handful of ham. I'm like, I can't. It's not clicking for me. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's that one. Dolls, and I don't mean like just like stuffed animals, but like legitimately fucking like dolls, little girl dolls or whatever, or mm-hmm. any dolls. If it looks like it was in the movie Annabelle, like I'm not fucking going near it.
Yeah.
You want to get ghosts? That's how you get ghosts.
Yeah.
No, don't fuck the haunted doll.
Yeah.
So, of all kinds, like they stare into your soul. I'm just kidding. No. Appliances. Somebody asked me, like, what about a toaster? I'm like, are you crazy?
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, I'll plug it in too. Great idea. Absolutely not. But yeah, a couple things like that. And somebody else was mentioning, like, why don't you do like a potted plant? And I don't know. It's if I'm concerned that I'm gonna get dirt up my, you know, like urethra or whatever, then I'm not gonna do it. Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna risk an infection of any kind or mm-hmm. or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are like
also like the poor plant.
Right? Yeah, the like, plant's just trying to live.
Like, yeah, I know. It's like I'm just here trying to photosynthesize, and the girl cock comes in.
So disrespectful.
Sorry, the internet told me to.
My whole body is getting so tense listening to you talk about all these things that you could fuck. I'm just like,
yeah. No.
Yeah. So those are my hard no's. Those are absolutely not meats, haunted dolls, appliances, and plants. Boom.
That's good. Hard limits.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hard limits. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so you fucked yourself. This is my favorite story. Tell us about, because you used the Clone-A-Willy, which I have been hearing about for years. I have never tried it. with a partner, and I would really like to sometime. But like, yeah, tell us about your experience with that.
So this was hands down, I have to say, out of all the years that I've been vlogging so far, which I think I'm going into year three now. I didn't even realize it. So
wow, congrats.
Thank you so much. My blog was interesting because I started off at WordPress and I got shut down for content. Yay. Mm. Transferred it over. And I was also on Twitter before that. Sorry, not Twitter. Tumblr. So it's had different iterations, but it's all the same thing. Anyway, but out of all these years, the phone really was by far my favorite. Hands down. I tried my luck. I wanted to do a sponsored post with it because I was poor at the time and I didn't have the money to do it, but I was like hell bent on doing this. But I also kind of wanted to get myself on Clone of Willy's Math maybe, and I was really surprised that they responded immediately and they were thrilled. They thought it was a great idea and had it out to me within a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were just like, yes, do yourself. Oh, this is amazing. So originally I was going to do it in one post, but like, as much as it's fun, there's a lot of steps to cloning your cook on. And so I had to split it in two. I had to do part one and part two. And the whole part one post is entirely the process of, you know, opening up the Clone of Willy, learning how to use it, actually making the mold. I had the brilliant idea to live stream me doing it on Facebook. But obviously I didn't show anything. This was mainly just my friends, but I wanted to have a laugh and they were watching it. And so most of it was happening off screen, but you could hear me doing it and that sort of thing. And sadly it was super duper duper stressful. Because you have this very limited window between when you have to mix the molding powder, for casting your shell there, get your girl cock into it. Make sure that you're firm and hard in the substance, which is not a good feeling substance. It's cold. It feels like paper mache. So, hey, McNeil and Fuck themselves and paper mache.
Two in one.
Twofer. I'm going to go add that back. Paper mache zero. And the weirdest sensation is feeling it harden around you. Like, it's just, it's so, and you can feel the suction in and everything. And, like, it felt like this weird, like, I would assume cement feels much worse, but like, like you just, like I could feel myself becoming involved by it. And I had this like moment of panic, like, this is how I die.
That sounds terrifying.
Stuck in here. And when I first tried to take it off, like it was not budging. There was so much. Yeah, so much suction in there.
Sorry, that just happened. That sound just came out of.
I know. That's fair. I did too. On Facebook, you're like, what's wrong? Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't call anyone.
So many involuntary sounds this episode. I love it.
And so, you know, I'm pulling around it, and my partner's trying to calm me down. Luckily for me, the one piece of advice that I did get was trim your pubes before you do this. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that for sure. if that gets stuck in there, it doesn't matter. It's gonna suck for you. So anyway, I did eventually get it out, and it had the okay. I'm gonna try to mimic the sound. It was the grossest sound. Like, and then it all jiggled a little bit, and I'm like, oh god. And so at this point, I'm thinking, what the hell am I fucking doing? Like, oh my god. But yeah, once I put the silicone in it. Luckily for me, sometimes when you get a package and you mix the silicone and you pour it into the mold, you have a chance to get a fast-acting one that could potentially be done very quickly. I think they said within a couple hours versus waiting the full 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I waited the full 24 hours. And I also got an extra refill on the molding powder because, you know, unsurprisingly, while you're thinking, okay, I have to mix the mixture, get an erection, stick it in there, hold it in there, make sure that it doesn't go soft. You know, it's stressful. And so the first mold that we made wasn't quite up to standards for what I was hoping. It turned out quite a bit smaller than what I was hoping. I wasn't at full erection. But interestingly, being with a trans partner, my partner ended up taking the smaller mold and used it as a packer.
That's so cute.
How cool is that?
So romantic. So now,
right, my own partner has a packer of my girl cock. It's like, oh, that's
aww. So cool. I love that.
Yay. So the second one turned out way, way better. And I think that next, I want to do it again because it was just so much fun. But I want to do it with both my partners next time. First time I only did it with Fallon, and I'd like to do it with Fallon and Kate next time. And so I think that that would make it a lot better, because one of the best, the hardest things is maintaining the erection. And if your partner's stressed trying to help you do the process, you're stressed trying to keep the erection and get it in there and everything, having somebody there to keep you excited, you know, while one is mixing it together, I think would be better. So, perfect for poly couples. There you go. Or poly thruples or polycules. There you go.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I love good poly stories.
Good poly stories. Yay! You know, poly. It's great. And then hang the on. Actual act of fucking yourself was surreal, because first of all, even holding this thing, because like I always see it from a certain distance down, like I'm seeing it from like a couple feet away, but to be able to hold up my own girl cock and see all those familiar details, and this thing is uncanny. Like, it's getting every vein, every bump, your frenulum, your circumcision, your foreskin, the exact head of your like shape of your glands, everything, perfect detail, and it's really, 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 really kind of surprising. And to hold that in your hand and be able to look at it so intently is kind of cool. Like, and then to actually insert it and feel it, it's just like, oh my god, like, it's weird. It's the fucking your doppelganger, right? Awesome. Clone fucking. It's cool. I've thought about fucking my clone. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I have, but every time I think about it, I'm like, nah, I don't think I would do that.
I 1,000% would.
I would absolutely fuck the clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be pretty great. But yeah, no, that was it was absolutely surreal. We had a lot of fun. It was hilarious, it was awkward, it was stressful. It felt great. And honestly, that's now the gold standard. That's a 10 out of 10. And I do not know if that will ever be topped again. But we're gonna find out. Year 2 starts right away.
Amazing.
If either of you have anything that you think would be hilarious that you want to toss in as suggestions, that would be cool too. We could chat about that. Because now that I've fucked myself, this opens up. So far, up until then, it was all me inserting my girl cock. But this opens up a whole new aspect of it as well too. Ass.
I was gonna make that joke, and then you beat me.
Yeah, it's awesome. High five.
Amazing.
Oh, we have fun.
Okay, I'll think about that. Cool. I'm like looking around my room at like what would be good to fuck. I don't. Okay.
I'm curious if like any of these, like you decided to fuck the pool noodle. Did you ever get home and go, oh, maybe I don't need to fuck the pool noodle? Get like nervous going into the situation.
There were a couple times, yeah, actually. I mean, especially I think because immediately off in the series, I was thrown off guard by the apple pie. In American Pie, they make it so simple. You make the pie, you cook it, you put it out to cool a little bit, and you have fun. Done. Simple. But it's not that simple. There's so much, and like I was thinking I was safe, and then there was a hot pocket, and it's like, oh my god, you're navigating this lava thing.
It's like an Indiana Jones labyrinth.
Yeah, and then like, you know, I thought, Jell-O, harmful or not, Jell-O, whatever, right? But it's surface tension, it's cold, and it's sticky, and it's... And it's, oh god, it's so terrible. So come the pool noodle, really, yeah, there was a moment where I was holding it, and I'm just like, I don't know, so far, it's been pretty mediocre. Posts are always hilarious, but like, then I had to ask myself, why Nolan? And then there was like a long pause, and I'm like, because I'm an actor. No, I'm because it will be a great read. That's why. It's really what it came down to, was knowing I was going to be laughing while it was happening, my partner was going to be laughing while it was happening, I was going to be laughing while I was reading it, and they would be laughing while I was while they were proofing it. And if that laughter isn't happening, then it's not worth it, as far as I'm concerned. If it's not pleasurable, if it's not outright pleasurable, then okay, but if it's still going to be hilarious, go for it. But if there's not the comedy, if there's not the laughing, if there's not the fun, then put that pool noodle down. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Don't do that to yourself.
I think especially Kate and I, but I think a lot of sex bloggers and queer folks too, have tried a lot of sex toys. Mm-hmm. And like, done a lot of things, and I'm getting to the point where, like, I will only fuck something new if it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I have the stuff that's going to feel really good. I've very rarely get excited about a toy because I think it's going to feel good.
Yeah,
I get excited because they're weird and interesting, and, like, the most recent thing I'm reviewing, or when this comes out, we'll have reviewed, I think, is a Tom of Finland double dick. It's literally two dicks back to back.
Because why not?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, and it has a suction cup. I'm so excited.
Oh my god.
This review is going to be off the chain. I'm so excited. I think the weirdest thing that I have tried in my sex toy reviewing career is either the vibrating teddy bear or the high heels, whose heels are shaped like butt plugs, which was an adventure, because, like, you don't realize how hard it is to fuck yourself with a shoe until you do it. Like, it seems fairly straightforward, but it's really not.
Oh, my god.
What a journey.
That's funny, too, because when I think about it, it's like, I've never written a product review. There's no reviews on Mixmillan. You go to Mixmillan, and it's all these, you know, like, these pieces on frenulum stimulation and panty shopping tips for people with a penis who don't fuck, and shopping when you're, you know, shopping for fem clothes when you're read as, or misgendered as masculine. And so it's all these resources for queer and trans people. And I'm kind of chuckling because, like, I mean, I've read so many different reviews from so many different sex bloggers, and I guess the only review I've ever written was a mixed up with myself. So, and it's interesting that you mention, like, you know, not just wanting something that necessarily is pleasurable, but wanting something that's a unique experience. So I haven't done any reviews, but because of Mixed Nail and Fucks, if I'm doing a product review, like, I want your freakiest tentacle, I want your weirdest fucking thing. I want, like, a dragon dick with, like, a weird extras all over it, and it's half alien, and it screams at me while I'm using it. Like, give me something really bizarre or weird. But, I don't think that even if I was using a typical toy or something, that I could do anything that wasn't weird. The pool noodle, it ruined me. Now it's gotta be weird.
I love that. You've truly found your niche and fucked it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Before we sign off, what are you hoping to fuck in the future, Nylan?
Oh, man. I mean, like, really, I'm. It's funny, too, because it's like, now that I fucked myself with myself, how do you follow that up?
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a great way to end the first year, and I think one of the things that's been keeping me from doing something yet, it's only been a month, really, or just over a month. But it's really, like, you know, where do you go from that? Like, what's the next step forward? And, you know, yeah, sure, there's the banana peel, there's cake, there's you know, a pumpkin, which I wasn't able to do last Halloween or whatever. but, like, I need something with pizzazz. I need something really weird. So for anyone listening out there, you know, whether you're just finding out about this now or... reading or whatever for a while, give me your best shot. Give me your weirdest shit. Like, hop on. I'm on Twitter, just under Mixmillan. My inbox is open. Tweet at me. Give me something real bizarre. And now that I'm doing some more penetrables on myself, let's do that. Like, just don't give me anything too nuts, I guess. No, you know what? No, bring it on. I psych myself out. Oh God, what am I doing?
I believe in you.
Because you had a moment where you thought about what the internet was like. Like, internet, give me your weirdest, maybe not weirdest. Whoa, yeah. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, that could come back to me. I don't know, we'll see. But, you know, it's out there, and it's been fun to put it out there. And there's been times where I almost didn't, you know, worried about, you know, job hunting. Somebody's going to look up Mixmillan and be like, oh, you're a great candidate, and oh my god, what are you doing here? But I figure, you know, I am who I am. I'm queer, I'm trans. If you're not going to hire me, you're not going to hire me anyway. I'm non-passing, and I'm all over the place with expression, and and my outwardness. And really, after hiding myself and shaming myself for so long, this is reclamation for me. Like the whole blog and everything that I'm doing on it is reclamation, and I'm hoping that it's reclamation for others too. Is like the fact that I'm putting this out there so explicitly and so openly and humorously, and like I if somebody's reading it, whether they're furry or a pie fucker, I see you out there. You guys are valid, you know. Fuck you know, a femboy, a chap, a crossdresser, a sissy, whatever you're doing out there that maybe you're typically feeling a lot of self shame for. I'm doing it too, and like I'm fucking owning it, and you can own it too. And I really hope that like powers me. So
that's so lovely. I love what you're doing.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you for being on our show. Tell people where they can find you online.
Primarily on Twitter. So it's just at Mixillin. That's MX and then NILLIN. I was on Facebook, but Facebook's a jerk, and I lost my.
Sounds
Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, from a bunch of reports, which I don't even know if it was algorithms or people. Mm. And Mixillin.com. I also do a lot of work with the Crash Pad series. So if you follow the Crash Pad series on Twitter or on Facebook, you'll see me doing sex ed porn reviews with them as well.
Cool. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
I have been Kate Sloan. You can find my sex blog at girlyjuice.net and the rest of my writing at katewritesaboutsex.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at girly_juice. Where's your stuff, Bex?
I'm Bex. You can find me at BexTalkSex on Twitter and Instagram. And all my writing is at BexTalkSex.com. Together, we're the Dildorks. You can find us at the Dildorks on Twitter and Instagram and at thedildorks.com. You can also find us by searching the Dildorks in your favorite podcast app. While you're there, rate and review us. 5 stars brings us up in the charts and makes us easier to find for other people. And if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/thedildorks, throw a couple of bucks our way. Helps us get to conferences for live podcasts, which we have another one coming up. We're going to be at Woodhull Sexual Freedom Summit doing a live podcast there. So that's in D.C. in August. So come on out to see us there.
Yay! That's at sexualfreedomsummit.org. Thank you so much to Protodome for letting us use his song I Want You in My Bedroom as our theme song, and thank you to Amy who did our art for us. She is at starboots_ on Twitter. And thank you to Nilan for joining us for this episode. Yay!
Yay! Thank you for having me.
Until next time, folks, get out there and live your sexy, dorky life. Bye!
Bye!
Sorry, we're real professional over here.
Yeah. Honestly, I prefer when it's lax and it doesn't go perfectly according to that. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, like we edit and stuff, so if you ever say anything that you're like, I wish I didn't say that, or like, I said that weird, let me do that again, like that's totally fine. We do that all the time.
We edit me so hard.
Yeah.
I edit you very hard.
You really do.
So I mean, this has been reading the blog, so you can tell that like I have a bit of a potty mouth. I'm going to try to...
Oh, we're a sex podcast. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, thank you. So, okay.
Yeah, it's totally, totally fine.
Yeah, we're not on radios. We're fine.
We talk about dicks and holes and water sports and butt stuff. Everybody, like, yeah, we're fine.
For like, at least a year now. So. I secret listen to it. I binge it. Yeah, really loudly in my apartment, too, so like it echoes in the hallway.
Outside. Excellent.
They can't hear it next door, but you can hear it in the hallway. And I've had neighbors go like, who's listening to the stuff about butt stuff? I don't know. I hear it too. Out of the weird.
Oh my god, that makes me so happy. Fuck. Yeah, really
does. Little apartment in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
That's so cute. Yeah.
You didn't thank them this time. You didn't, and thank you to you. We don't care about them this time.
Thank you to you. They know that I love them. It's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
I was expecting it and it never came.
I don't know. Sorry. Sometimes I like to mix things up, you know?
Exactly. We're on a team.
Yep, yep. We'll be right back. Bye.